السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-A'raf. And inshallah, today's lesson is going to be from ayah number 22 to ayah number 27. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then we will move on to the tajweed analysis of some of the rules that appear within this lesson. So inshallah, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along, we are going to start our recitation from the beginning of the lesson, from ayah number 22, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fadallahuma bighurur. فلما ذاق الشجرة بدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وناداهما ربهما ألم أنهكما عن تلكما الشجرة وأقل لكما إن الشيطان لكما عدو مبين. قالا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. قال اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. قال فيها تحيون وفيها تموتون ومنها تخرجون. يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس تقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون. يا بني آدم لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم إنا جعلنا الشياطين أولياء للذين لا يؤمنون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 22 to ayah number 27. Now let's go ahead and move back to the start of our ayat, and then inshallah look at some of the rules that appear within these verses. So starting from ayah number 22, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فدلاهما بغرور. So here فدلاهما, لا is going to be a two count med, Huma is going to be a two-count med. Bighurur, ghain here is going to be heavy. And then ra in this case is going to be heavy as well. So here we have a heavy letter ghain. We have the heavy letter ra. And then the second ra here is going to be heavy as well. Bighurur. So make sure that all three of these letters are going to be heavy in this case. Falamma, this is going to be a two-count med. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ. So here there is going to be the rule of نَبَر. So نَبَر is something that we have covered in the past. We did all of the rules of نَبَر. There are certain cases where نَبَر is applied. نَبَر, as we learned, basically means to raise the voice a little bit, to apply a little bit of pressure. This means that you are going to emphasize certain parts of a word. So one of the rules of نَبَر is in the case of there being a fatha. And this fatha is here because it is going to be a dual. So this is going to be a two-count med that is two counts because it is referencing to two people. So this is a verb that is referencing two people. So when we were studying about grammar and the different types of fi'l that we have, the different types of verbs that we have, one of them is going to be that singular, then there is a plural, and then finally we do have that two count dual verb, meaning that this is referencing to two people. So first we have, you know, just one count, one person did this. She went here, he went there. We have the plural, they went. And then we also have in Arabic the two people. And this is going to be referencing two individuals doing an action. So for example, she and him did this, or these two people did this. Okay, so that is going to be something that's a little bit different in the Arabic term. We don't normally see a two-count verb that is referencing to two people. So here, when we look at the meaning of this verb, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ, when the two of them ate from the tree, or when the two of them tasted the tree. So this is referencing two people. It is referencing Adam and Hawa. So two people ate from the tree. This is a plural form. And this is going to be a dual. So it's a dual and it is going to be plural. So now when we have this word, we have ذَاقَ. This is a dual word referencing two people. And to say that it is two people, we are adding that two count med. So after the qa, there is going to be that two count alif med. ذَاقَ, two count alif med. Now that alif here is referencing two people. So if there is no alif, then it will be one person. So it is a singular verb. But because there is an alif here, now it is a plural verb. Now, the next word after ذَاقَ is الشَّجَرَة. Now we see here that on the sheen, there is a shadda, meaning that you are starting off this word with a shadda. So we have that alif med, and then you are combining it with the sheen that has a shadda. So you are saying falamma ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَة. Now you don't hear that alif at all. So this is a two-count med. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَة. But because you are combining them together, you are no longer making this a two-count med. And you don't know anymore that it is supposed to be a dual verb. You don't know that because you are combining them together. فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ. Now you don't hear that alif, you don't hear that it is a two-count med, and because of that, you also don't know that this is a dual verb. You don't know that two people are doing this. Two people are eating from the tree. Now if someone hears you say this, and you say فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةَ, someone will think there is only one person eating from that tree. They don't know that there's two people actually that are eating from the tree. Two people who are doing this verb. So in order to make that listener know that this is a two-count med, that this is a dual form of this verb, that there are two people eating from the tree, you have to apply نَبَر. نَبَر means that you are going to raise the voice, you are going to apply a little bit of pressure, you are going to give a little bit more emphasis on this word. Okay, so you're gonna raise the voice a little bit. You will feel that, you know, the sound of that voice is a little bit higher. You're going to raise the pitch of that voice. There's going to be a little bit more emphasis placed on this alif. So how will this sound? It will sound like فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. So now you can hear that I'm raising the voice just a little bit. I'm applying a bit of pressure. I'm emphasizing this. ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ. And you can hear that I'm raising the voice just a little bit, that the volume of the voice is being raised. And this is known as نَبَر, meaning that you are applying a little bit of pressure, you are applying a little bit more emphasis on this word. And what this does is that you will be able to tell that this is going to now be a two-count مَت. So even though you're not really hearing that two-count مَت, you are not saying فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشجرة, so you still can't hear that alif. That nabr is going to allow people to understand that because the voice has been raised a little bit, because there is a little bit of pressure, now this is a two count med. So even if someone does not know this sentence, they are not able to hear the sentence, they don't know the story, they don't know that there is two people eating from the tree, because of that nabr, now you know that this is a two count med. Okay, and now you also know that this is a dual form of this verb. You can hear that I'm raising the voice just a little bit, and this is known as the term nabr, meaning that we raise the voice, we apply a little bit of pressure, and this is going to emphasize the specific word, and it is also helping the listener know that there is something specific here, and that specific here is that there are two people, there are two verbs that are happening here. Even though you may not be able to see it, you may not be able to hear it, because the voice is being raised a little bit, then people will be able to know that this is now a two-count dual med. So that is the term of nabr. So here, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَ, raise the voice just a little bit. Ra in this case is heavy. بَدَتْ لَهُمَا, this is a two-count med. سَوْآتُهُمَا, سَوْ is مَدْلِين, آ is a two-count med. هُمَا is a two-count med. وَتَفِقَا, طَا is heavy, قَاف is heavy, this is a two-count med. يَخْصِفَانِ, خَا is going to be heavy, صَاد is heavy as well. عَلَيْهِمَا, two-count med. مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ, رَا here is heavy, قَاف is heavy as well. جَنَّةِ, and then هَا is going to be a ثَاء مَرْبُوطَة because I have stopped. وَنَادَاهُمَا, نَا is a two-count med, دَا is a two-count med, هُمَا is a two-count med. رَبُّهُمَا, here ra is going to be heavy. Huma is a four count med. This is going to be madja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Alam, mim has tawassut. Anhakuma, noon has a it is going to be a idhar, clear sound for that noon. Kuma is a two count med. Antil kuma shajara, sheen here is going to have a shadda, and then ra here is going to be heavy. وَأَكُلْ لَكُمَا, قَافْ is going to be heavy. لَكُمَا, this is a four-count med. مَجَّا is منفصل. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ, شَيْ is going to be مَدْلِين, مَدْزَنْ مَا, 1.5. طَا is going to be heavy. لَكُمَا, this is a two-count med. عَدُوٌ مُبِين. And then here, this is going to get merged together with إِدْغَام. قَالَا, two-count med. قَا is two-count, لَا is two-count. رَبَّنَا, رَا is going to be heavy, نَا is two-count. ظَلَمْنَا, ظَا is going to be heavy. لَمْ, مِيمْ has تَوَسُّتْ. نَا is a four-count med. This is going to be مَجَّا is مُنْفَصِل because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. أَنْفُسَنَا, two-count med. وَإِلَّمْ, مِيمْ has تَوَسُّتْ. تَغْفِرْ, غَيْن is going to be heavy. رَا in this case is heavy. لَنَا, two-count med. وَتَرْحَمْنَا, رَا is going to be heavy. حَمْنَا, مِيمْ has تَوَسُّتْ. نَا is a two-count med. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, خَا is going to be heavy, رَا in this case is light. قَالَ اهْبِطُوا, هَا here is going to be from the middle of the throat. قَالَ اهْبِطُوا, it also has humps, طَا is going to be heavy. بَعْضُكُمْ, عَيْن is going to be with توسط, طَا is going to be heavy. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُو, طَا again is going to be heavy, and this is going to be إِذْهَار, عَدُو. And then just rest on this waw. وَلَكُمْ, مِيمْ has تَوَسُّتْ. فِي الْأَرْضِ, ra is going to be heavy, dad is going to be heavy. مُسْتَقَرُّمْ, ra here is going to be heavy, wa mata'un, this is going to be idhar, ila, two count med, heen, it's going to be a four count med. Qala, qaf is going to be heavy, fiha, and then here this is going to be a two count med, tahyauna, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, yo, this is madlin, madzan ma, 1.5, wa fiha, this is a two count med, ha is a two count med, tamutuna, mu is a two count med, tu is a two count med, wa minha, noon has tawassut, and then this is also going to be idhar, ha is a two count med, tukhrajun, kha is going to be heavy, ra is going to be heavy as well. Ya bani, ya is a two count med, bani adama, this is a four count med, this is majja is munfasil, adam, this is a two count med, qad, qaf is going to be heavy, dal has qalqala, it is part of qutub jad, so give it a little bit of that bounce. Anzalna, noon is going to have ikhfa here. Anzalna, lam has tawassut. Na is a two count med. Alaykum, ayn from the middle of the throat. Lay is going to be madlin, 1.5. Kum, mim has tawassut. Libasay. And then here, this is a two count med. Sayyuari, this is going to be idgham. Merge these two together. Yuari, wa is going to be a two count med. Ri is going to be light. So atikum, this is going to be madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Atikum, this is going to be a two count med. Mim has tawassut. Warisha, ra here is going to be light. Sha is a two count med. Walibasut taqwa, qaf is going to be heavy. Wa is a two count med. Thalika, that is going to be a two count med. Khair, ra here is going to be heavy. Kha is heavy as well. Thalika, that is a two count med. Min ayatillahi, this is going to be idhar. Noon sakin is clear. A is a two count med. Ya is a two count med. Ayatillahi, name of Allah here is going to be light. La'allahum, mim has tawassut. Yadhakkarun, ra is going to be heavy. Ya bani, ya is a two count med. Bani adama, this is a four count med. This is madja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Adama, a is a two count med. La is a two count med. Yaftinannakum ash-shaytan. And then here, shay is going to be madlin, ta is going to be heavy, kama akhraja, this is a four count med, madja is munfasil, mad and the hamza are within two separate words. Akhraja, ra here is going to be heavy, abawaykum, way is madlin, madan ma, 1.5, abawaykum minal, lam has tawassut, jannati yanzi'u, noon here is going to have ikhfa, ayn from the middle of the throat, anhuma, noon has tawassut, also has idhar, and it is a two count med in anhuma. Liba is a two count med, sahuma, two count med, liuriyahuma, two count med, sawatihima, so madlin, a is a two count med, tihima is a two count med. Innahu, two count med, yaraakum, ra here is going to be heavy and also a two count med. Huwa wa qabiluhu, ba here is going to be two count, luhu, two count. Min haythu, this is going to be clear and it is going to be tawassut. Min haythu la, two count med. Taraunahum, ra here is going to be heavy. Inna, then here noon sakin is going to have a shadda. Ja'alna shayateena, this is going to be a heavy letter ta. Awliya'a, this is a four count med. This is mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are within the same word. Lilladina la yu'minun, hamza here is going to have jahar. And then we end here on a four count med and noon is going to have tawassut. Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for this week, ayah number 22 to ayah number 27. Inshallah, in the next class, we will continue from the following ayat. It is now time for the tafsir portion of our class, so we'll end here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.